Good morning.
Good morning.
Thank you for showing us your muscles, Caleb. Good job. That was cool. Welcome to Peace Lutheran Church. Today is a special day in the church here. It's called the Transfiguration. It's Transfiguration Sunday. So it's always a special time to gather here in this place. Don't you love going to places where you always get a parting gift as you leave? Well, today everyone is going to be leaving with a gift. Especially Ole Olsen, he's going to be baptized right here. So a special gift of being welcomed into God's kingdom. We're having the welcome of some new members to our church, the DeYoungs and also the Santoras. And also each one of us are receiving the gift of God's presence with us. Jesus didn't stay up on the Mount of Transfiguration. He came down and died on the cross to forgive us of our sins. So we each are receiving a gift as we leave Peace today. I do have some announcements to share with the congregation before we begin. The first is that because it is Transfiguration Sunday, we are transitioning to Lent. Ash Wednesday is this Wednesday. At 6 o'clock, we'll have soup supper with worship to follow at 7. And that will go all the way through March and include April 5th, I believe, and then leading us into Holy Week and Easter, which is on April 16th. So just a note, Ash Wednesday is this Wednesday. Soup supper at 6, worship to follow at 7. One other special note to let you know, I think most of you saw my email this week, but the newsletter for March is done, and it's in your mailboxes. So do take note of the activities that are going on in March. And then finally, in our worship service, we have another part of our service that's very special. We are continuing our invitations out to our partners in ministry. So we've had Philomena School District, Zion Lutheran School, and today we're having the Northwest District of the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod. The executive assistant, Dustin Kunkel, is with us this morning. Dust, good to have you here. He's right over here. Look at that. He's got a great hand. You see that? So it's really good to have him here. Someone said, someone from the Northwest District's here. Did Peace do something wrong? No, this is an opportunity for us to deepen our relationship with the Northwest District, our partner in ministry. And I apologize, too. My voice is not good. And I'd like to tell you, I'd like to blame it on my kids today. But it is not their fault. You see, I'm going to blame it on one of our elders. Oscar Gutbrod and Bill Narver, we went to the Lady Beaver game Friday night. And at the end of the game, my voice was shot. So that's the excuse that I have. Does that work for an excuse? Yeah, all right. Other announcements to share. I have one other, but I'm going to pass it along to Peggy. Go ahead.
Ladies Guild will be meeting this Thursday at 1 o'clock, and we just invite all ladies to come to that. This is an important one because Peace Lutheran has been invited to host the Northwest Rally, Spring Rally, and we'll be making plans for that. We will be, all women will be invited, and that will mark your calendars for April the 22nd.
Thank you, Peggy. From Community News, it was great to see Soft Soul Shoes opened up right on 9th Street. Check it out. Great business. It's going to bring some good business to the Philomath community. And then one other thing that was just passed to me here, the library is having a dedication of two rooms and a flagpole. And I share that with you. It's going to be on March 4th from 1 to 1:30 p.m. March 4th, 1 to 1:30 p.m. Ruth probably knows all about this. But the flagpole is being dedicated in the honor of the family and friends of Floyd Burton. And Floyd is Jannie Burton's husband who passed away. And so Jannie wanted me to share that with you. You're all invited. March 4th, 1 to 1:30 for the dedication of the flagpole and two rooms, I believe, in the Philomath Library. So I'll send that out via email this week as well. I think that does it. Let us begin by having our choir come forward to lead us in Don't Look Back.